Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Stollard. Michael Lee Stollard is the name on Connection Culture. That's his outstanding book, his second one. Fired Up or Burned Out, that was his first one, I'm pretty sure. And he's our good friend Michael. I need your website, please.
Connectionculture.com.
All right, so check that out. We're talking about that connection and the connection of being connected or not being connected to the doubling of suicides in America. 2017, folks, 47,000 Americans committed suicide. 1.4 million attempted suicide. Now, Michael, we've got the opioid crisis going on right now. That can't be good. That's got to be contributing to this. We talked about social media. We talked about too much technology. We got the veterans coming that have come back from Iraq and from Afghanistan. I know that they're part of these statistics, and my heart is just breaks for them. But we ought to be able to. We're Americans, Mike. We're gregarious. We reach out to people. We love people up. We redeem people. This isn't. I'm ashamed of this number as an American. What do you think?
Well, I think we've drifted, Jim. And you know, I think stress is higher these days. You look at the data; it shows 80% of Americans report they're afflicted by stress. You know, it's everything from heavy workload to
too much information.
Too much information, which is called just cognitive overload, is the technical term for it.
Yep. Yep.
And these things, when our body goes into a state of stress response, which means that the blood, glucose, and oxygen are going to the heart, the lungs, and the big muscles to fight or flee the threat. But then it shortchanges other bodily systems, the digestive system being one. And we don't feel well if we're in a stuck state of stress response.
Yep.
And that leads to anxiety. Depression. If someone has a trauma in their life, like a lot of veterans have experienced, then that actually exacerbates the problem. So they're going to experience things like anxiety, depression, and that can become a path to suicide. Oftentimes, we turn to things that are coping mechanisms. One could be drugs, could be alcohol. There are other addictions. About half of Americans actually have one or more of 11 addictions.
We're becoming less connected, Mike, for a number of reasons. People are not joining chambers of commerce like they used to. They're not joining civic clubs like they used to. We know that church attendance is down in America. Mike, is there a direct connection between the rise of social media use, the dropping of connectedness in these organizations I just mentioned, and the suicide rate? Is there a connection?
Well, when you look at what's happening, the dynamic that's happening, the people who are connected offline, Jim, and who use things like social media, it doesn't actually harm them. It actually helps them because they use social media to stay connected to their friends that where they have those connections offline. But where we really have problems is when we don't have those connections offline, we haven't really engaged in community and stay connected with our family and friends. And then we go online looking for connection, and the research shows it actually hurts us more because we're longing for connection, but that need for connection isn't met as much online as it is offline.
And Mike, I'm going to stick something in here. Online connection is something that human beings are not hardwired for. We're primordially hardwired for the voice and for the face. We're primordially hardwired for that. Millions of years of humanity have gotten us to this point. Thousands of years of society have gotten us to the point where we need to see this. John Nesbitt, 30, 40 years ago, John Nesbitt said, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And I'm going to say the more high touch we will need. And this is just, I'm going to stick something in here, and this will make me sound like a hello boomer. But when I call my millennial, people who are in my life who are millennials, and they don't answer my phone, and then I text them and they get right back with me, that really makes me mad. Because I know they could have picked up the phone and they won't do it. Millennials, it's a mistake. If you've got the time, answer the phone. You need to hear a voice. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I think the more, like you were saying, the more we have other, instead of just having that connection online where we're looking at text, if we can see a person's face, if we can hear their voice, the more modes of information we're getting back through our other senses, the more connected we're going to feel. So that's why it's so important that we have. And connection helps protect us. It helps protect our body from going into that chronic state of stress response, Jim. And by the way, it also makes us smarter, happier, and more productive.
Yep.
So it's really important to be intentional about getting that connection. And we're going to have problems if we don't.
Folks, here's the thing to remember.
For the people we lead.
I'm going to remind you of this. If you think we're being, you know, it was hyperbole or we're over-exaggerating this, here's the thing you need to remember. Suicides are going down around the world. They're doubling in America. In 2017, 47,000 people, 10,000 probably, at least 10,000 more than died in the car wrecks, committed suicide. 1.4 million attempted them. When we come back, Michael's going to talk to us about some things we can do to fix this. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.